Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Dr. Marty here on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Marty, before we get to monkeypox, let's have some fun and ask you, is it helpful, even though he's cutting? I was once, I had somebody on way back when, this is years ago, Marty, and my name was Mud in the fatosphere because I challenged the idea, this person saying being obese was helpful. There was no problem with it. All the evidence pointed toward that. I don't have an MD, but I have a common sense degree, and it's just not true. And we saw it during the pandemic, sadly.
Yeah, you know, when you're busy taking care of other things or concerned about other people or you're focused on your community or you work, and you don't have time to be so self-indulgent in sort of the temptations of life. As Bill Maher said, cake was also delicious in 1960. The difference is now we've sort of made this big, dramatic, sort of emotional, personal struggle that everybody has such an issue. And I think if we just started to focus on communities and health, and if we educated people, you know, we as doctors gave people the wrong message. We told people, avoid fat and don't worry about sugar. We didn't even put sugar on nutrition labels. Turns out we had it backwards. And what we did is we gave kids and parents the wrong information. So all of our school lunch programs need to be revised. And we need to start talking about food as medicine instead of just having a generation addicted to carbohydrates act as if they're fine because there's no fat in that food.
Is that the number one thing when you think about obesity? I have hope that exercise will help me enough. I'm an over-exerciser to a degree. That will see me through, or it's the food, right, Dr. Marty, more than the exercise?
It's the food more than the exercise for most people. Now, when you exercise, you feel great and you perform better. And we're learning more about exercise. It's not the sort of intense workout that's really critical. What it is what we call zone two exercise, where you're exercising like with a brisk walk for 45 minutes. It's not the sort of exercise that makes you intensely short of breath. It's the sort of exercise that's sustained and it's, you know, longer, and it's sort of the equivalent of a brisk walk. That's very, very important.
Well, that's good news. I'm right in zone two, solidly. Now, let's talk monkeypox. When we saw this, and I think the White House coordinator over the weekend on health was very good about this, saying 98%, he said, gay men is the epicenter of this. They haven't gone too far yet, but people get pretty antsy, you know, as soon as they hear monkeypox and what it might mean to their liberty, to their freedom, et cetera. Where are we with this, in your view?
Well, unfortunately, our response to monkeypox has been a disaster. So it is spreading quickly, and it's spreading primarily within that community. You know, the CDC wouldn't do the study, and they wouldn't talk about it. They were afraid to or something, whereby the Europeans did the big study, a giant consortium, largest study ever done on monkeypox. And when it came out 2 weeks ago, it found that 98% of cases were among people identified as gay or bisexual, and 41% had HIV. That tells us that's the high-risk group where we need to increase awareness so they can get vaccinated even after they get infected, even after one gets monkeypox. you can get the vaccine and it can help with the symptoms that are often staggered 2 to 4 weeks down from the time of infection. We don't have enough vaccine. Remarkably, the FDA has been one of our biggest barriers in not having enough vaccine, because you can get 5 vaccine doses out of 1 vial, but the FDA won't allow doctors to draw multiple doses. They say you've got to dedicate 1 vial per person, even though there's enough vaccines for 5 people in that vial. They're gonna reverse that decision this week. I just wish it didn't take 4 months for them to do what's the obvious.
So with everyone else not in that zone, then the other 2% or in general, what's the precaution then? Just general common sense of hygiene? Is that what it is?
It is. And you have to have direct contact with either the rash itself. And we know that you're contagious once you have the skin lesions or some symptoms. It's not like COVID where you're contagious even when you feel great, what we call the pre-symptomatic spread. With monkeypox, when somebody's sick or has the rash, that's when they're contagious. And it does require direct contact. So people should not worry about a routine daily interaction with somebody who may have it. That's not where we're seeing transmission primarily right now. And I think a large part of the population needs to be assured. This is not one of the things that you need to be hysterical about right now, because we are learning the subgroup that it's affecting. And, you know, we have a public health emergency for it. Maybe that's going to help with the organization. But let's make no mistake about it. There are more cases of syphilis and more people die of syphilis. So it is interesting how we sort of selectively choose which infections to declare an emergency for.
Now, since we last talked, Rand Paul had another round with Dr. Fauci and more that Rand Paul was out there about gain of function, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel the Senate is doing their role, a couple senators. Paul is the main one trying to get to the bottom of this. What would it do if we, is it to try to stop some of this that might be going on in addition to the gain of function that was going on in China? What's the impact of trying to break through Fauci and these others on where this came from?
Well, I think what Senator Paul, who's a physician, is trying to do is get back to the moratorium on gain-of-function research. We should now have a broad consensus, and Dr. Fauci should agree to this, that we shouldn't be doing any more gain-of-function research on respiratory viruses ever. Never. I mean, there is a role for potentially doing research for gene therapy on other pathogens, but not respiratory viruses, and certainly not respiratory viruses captured in the wild like they were doing at the Wuhan lab. And look, Dr. Fauci is trying to save face. You know, the day that all that information came out was a bad day for Dr. Fauci, because it's hard for them to undo the fact that not only were they funding the lab, but they wrote op-eds arguing for gain-of-function research before that, and they bypassed their own internal committees to fund that research lab in Wuhan. And by the way, this is important because, number one, people need closure, but number two, people are still doing gain-of-function research out there inappropriately. China has built up all their virology labs. Go back to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, you will see a massively renovated and expanded campus today.
Mm-hmm. And Doctor, as a layman, I'll tell you this. I was thinking about you on today. I think about this when I hear rumors of Bill Gates on climate wanting to dampen the sun, if you will, dim the sun, fooling around with that, trying to get permission or doing it. And I think the upside of this, same thing with this gain of function versus the disaster that can happen. We may have contained COVID at this point, but my God, this could be, or there could be other things out there that we won't figure out how to contain.
Well, one thing that we debate about in the scientific community is risk and practicality. And not always is risk is not always appropriately considered. In other words, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. Just because you can swap out the spike protein of a bat coronavirus to make it more sticky and more contagious doesn't mean you should. And yet in some of the scientific circles, there's this mentality of, oh, look, we can do this. Let's do it in the lab just to prove that we can do it. And that's not always wise, as we've learned from what's probably now the biggest liability lab experiment in the history of the world.
And it seems to come back to a guy like Fauci again. The big issue here is how vast he had over public health and still has over public health control to do whatever he wants untrammeled. I think there's a book there. That's one of the big stories of the whole COVID pandemic.
Well, I've always respected Dr. Fauci scientifically, but at some point you need to step down. I mean, we need some fresh blood in there. And what you have right now is a guy who's a dinosaur parading around these theories that were popular before we had sequenced the human genome. So maybe you had to Frankenstein a virus to study it before it was at large, before you could sequence a virus in 20 minutes with modern PCR technology. So, look, I think Dr. Fauci is a nice guy, but he's dug himself into a deep hole. And all I think he needs to do to regain some respect from the American public is just come clean and apologize, ignoring natural immunity, calling for school closures, pushing boosters in young people with no data. The list goes on and on. He had an opportunity to stand up for what's scientifically true, and he chose instead to go on the political bandwagon. And I think he's done a lot of damage because of it.
Dr. Marty, a little speculative question here. Dr. Joseph Allen from Harvard, Dan and I had him on early on. We were impressed what he knows about public health, ventilation, et cetera. He had an op-ed in the New York Times on Saturday that I don't think they would have printed at least a year ago, 6 months ago even, in which he said schools should never have closed. Schools should be open. They never should have been closed and should never close again. That flies in the face of what particularly the Times and others. So the question for you is, where are you looking at this as we churn towards schools reopening for this year?
Well, they got to be open, free, and clear, because the biggest tragedy of our medical establishment was they ignored all of the experiences in Europe where the schools were open, free, and clear for the entire year that we were shut down. And the New York Times could have sent one reporter over there to cover that and describe how there was no difference in transmission, but they didn't. And the New York Times and the Washington Post and many of these mainstream media outlets cheered schools to total closure, shutting down the livelihood of these children, igniting a mental health crisis as the people calling for school closures were on their Zooms in their second homes in the Hamptons or in Santa Barbara County. And guess what? Kids in inner city Baltimore never logged on and they never showed up again. We have a duty to search and rescue these kids and make things right. So the New York Times right now, by publishing that piece, is trying to save face because they were one of the reasons why school boards were so full of parents who were reading these articles in their papers and saying, hey, we got to close the schools.
Exactly. What's on the agenda for you? Anything coming up of note that we should know about, Dr. Marty?
So the White House right now is backing off the booster push because they're getting ready for a major campaign to get everybody their fall Omicron COVID vaccine. And I want to make it clear that we need to see the data. They can't pull another ambush of data like they did with baby vaccines, where once we finally got a chance to reviewing all the data, there was no statistical significance, zero efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine, and almost negligible in the Moderna vaccine. And so I don't want them to pull another ambush of data on us at the last minute on the one-yard line as they basically start the campaign now for everybody to get their September booster. We may need it. I may get it. We may recommend it. But let's see the data instead of this sort of secrecy leading up to, this big announcement. In September, they are going to be pushing hard the fall booster. I'd like to see the data first.
Well put, as always, Dr. Marty. Thank you. The price we pay, what broke American healthcare and how to fix it. Thanks, Dr. Marty.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.